Hi, everybody. It's Mr. Gray here. Thank you again for another fantastic week with your students. We have wrapped up state testing, and all of your kids did a really great job being respectful to their neighbors and their classmates and letting people finish the tests, without feeling hurried or anything like that or disrupted in any way. So that was great. We went out yesterday for some extra playtime as a reward for both how hard they worked on the test and how they really worked as a part of a community together to give everyone kind of uninterrupted chance to take the test. That was really great. I do have some announcements right off the top here. Number one, our All Apis Project Showcase is on Wednesday from 8:45 to 9:45 in the morning. Some people from Rivian are going to come and kind of be like judges and give feedback to students. And so we'd love to have you there and see what the students are working on, not only your kids, but what the other kids have worked on, what they've made, what they've been thinking about. It's been a really great project. And so please come join us. You don't have to stay for the whole time, but just between 8:45 and 9:45, we'll be right out on the blacktop during that time. The second thing is, if you haven't sent in a $10 donation for bowling on Wednesday, June 5th, please do that. It helps us continue field trips in the future. And then my last big announcement is Field Day is coming up on Thursday, June 6th, the second to last day of school. That day is going to be a day where all of the fifth grade classes are together. There'll be groups of students, and the groups will be made up from kids with in our class, in Miss Kelly's class, Mr. Colbert's class, and they'll be rotating through stations throughout the morning as just like a fun way to end the year. In order to do that, we do need some help from parents spread out through fifth grade. And so on my updates page and on the email that I sent, there is a link for a volunteer sign up. And there's a couple ways to volunteer. The first is you could volunteer to help run a station. So you and one or two other parents would help run the game. And so you would bring in the materials needed for that game. And there's a little description of those on the sign up page. Of course, you could always email me to ask, and you would help run that game. In order to do that, you'd have to be there for a couple hours from like 9:30 to about noon to get through all the stations. So that's one way you could help volunteer if you're so inclined. Another way to help volunteer is one of the stations will be just like a snack rotation. So the kids get a break from all the games and they get to have a snack. So you could volunteer just by donating. There's lots of different snacks that we would need because we have almost 90 kids between the three classes, water and oranges and just like chips or snacks. So if you click on that link, it kind of gives you the rundown of all the different opportunities for donation or volunteer sign up. And of course, if you have any questions, let me know. But if you can help at all, again, that's a really big help for that day. As far as next week goes, we're still working away. We have lots of projects and different things we're working on. In reading, we're still working on fantasy. We're going to talk about the elements that distinguish fantasy from other genres. And so specifically next week, we're going to talk about how to think metaphorically when we're reading, and also seeing both external quests, like characters are going to try to find something, but also that the internal quests they're going on. And so we're going to look at those next week as we're reading fantasy books. I'm still reading out loud The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The students will finish publishing their information book. They are working on some kind of information book related to the American Revolution in almost all cases. And the big thing is they're really turning it to an information, like a nonfiction book. So they have some different elements that they have to include, as well as adding graphics or breakout boxes or different kinds of headings or subheadings that help it look like an information book. And so that's really great. That's going to be due on Thursday. For math, we're going to start a baseball statistics project. We're going to be kind of playing a big classroom game where students are tracking baseball statistics. We're going to have a draft and they get to choose the players every day. So it'll be really fun. In social studies, they're going to study state capitals. We might get to a couple other things having to do with the transition from the early U.S. government to expanding west. We'll talk about the War of 1812 and how the White House was burned down during that war. We'll talk about that early in the week, but the Capitals test will be on Friday. The kids will go to Science Lab with Ms. DeMarco. We're still practicing some analogies, and we're going to take a quiz on analogies on Friday. We're getting close to really the end. All of my grades have to be in by May 31st. So, we're wrapping up our last few grades. The kids are working on their leadership project. They're going to be actually doing their chit chat this week, and of course we're working on our Jeopardy tournament, and so we're about halfway through the quarterfinals. We're about two-thirds of the way through the quarterfinals, so by the end of the day on Friday we'll have 6 out of the 9 participants that will be in the semifinals. So that's really exciting. The winner gets this trophy right over there. But it's been really fun. The kids have been really excited, and there have been some extremely exciting and fantastic games. So lots of fun happening as always. If you have any questions or anything, please let me know. And thank you for all your support and your help. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.